Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in Israel. The Arab League says the Jewish settlers in Israel are ready to spark a religious war. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Many of the Jewish settlers are divided on whether annexation would be good or bad.
Part of that plan of Mr. Trump is a recognition of a Palestinian state. The plan says they must cease from terror. Hamas has to be disbanded. On one level, most of us think that the Palestinian Authority will not accept that because they've never accepted that. And so we're willing to take a chance on the plan and proceed with it. And if the Arabs don't come along, well, we get at least 30% under Israeli sovereignty and we can continue from there. Other people say, I will not agree to any plan that gives the Arabs of the Palestine Mandate any sort of state in the area of the Jewish biblical homeland.
But at the same time, the Arab League, which would represent the Palestinian people, they are saying that the settlers will actually spark a religious war if they go ahead with annexation.
Jimmy, you and I have been through this period of the past 30 years or so. We've seen a first intifada, a second intifada, ongoing terror. And so these threats are not dependent on Israel's moves. They're dependent upon how the Arabs perceive the state of Israel. And I could remind you and our listeners that they promised that religious war for the moving of the embassy, yet nothing happened. We hope that Mr. Trump realizes that he's not going to get anywhere far with the Arabs and allow Israel to do what it should do by the Bible, by our security needs, even by international law, and move on with ending this 53-year-old situation of two states or any other plan that does not take into consideration the vision of Israel, and Israel by, I mean, the Jewish people living in the land of Israel.
Winky Medad with the explanation of the pronouncement by the Arab League that the Jewish settlers in Israel are ready to spark a religious war. We put this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The truth be known, annexation in Judea and Samaria is about a religious conflict. God's promise of giving the Jews the land of Israel, including Judea and Samaria, is about a religion. A false religion, Islam, and the true biblical religion of Judaism. This is what the conflict is all about. The Bible resolves this conflict, by the way, as foretold in Ezekiel 36, Deuteronomy chapter 30, and Genesis 15. God has promised this land to the Jewish people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...